We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello esteemed viewers and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. A reminder for all Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponder, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 155, frequency 11604 MHz, polarization horizontal, symbol rate 27500, FEC 5/6.
Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Hotbird transponder starting August 18, 2010. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponder. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Hotbird transponder at your earliest convenience.
Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV.
In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS.
And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo, Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hoto, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphone and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund and a global volunteer group joined together to stop tetanus. In ecology news, Scotland is working to increase local sustainability. In animal news, an observational study of Botswanian baboons shows those with close friends live longer. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 12, is the birthday of Her Majesty Queen Sirikit of Thailand. In recognition of Her Majesty, it is also National Mother's Day in Thailand. Her Majesty Queen Sirikit is the royal spouse of His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej, the longest reigning monarch in the world. Much loved, Her Majesty is renowned for her humanitarian, health and education efforts, environmental preservation and wildlife protection works, and her devotion to the people of Thailand. We respectfully wish you a most wonderful birthday celebration with the gracious Thai people. May Buddha bless you with an abundance of happiness and the best of health.
August 12th is also International Youth Day, endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly in 1999. The 2010 theme for this auspicious day is Dialogue and Mutual Understanding. It is a reflection of the General Assembly's appreciation of the importance of discourse among young people from a variety of cultures and generations. In addition, this day commences the International Year of Youth, called Our Year, Our Voice. We wish all a meaningful International Youth Day and a bright International Year of Youth.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Brazil. In June, floods surged through the northeastern states of Pernambuco and neighboring Alagoas, displacing hundreds of thousands of people. While the Brazilian government quickly took initiatives to render aid, they were not able to reach all the afflicted due to the extent of the calamities. Expressing her deep sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 in emergency assistance, asking that our nearby association members please go to help. This amount could acquire $68,000 in urgent supplies bought in the United States based on Brazil's cost of living.
Covering their own travel and related expenses of approximately $890, our association's relief team from Brazil assessed the situation and went to the areas most in need, starting with Pernambuco State. In the city of Barreiro, officials estimated that some 14,000 people were homeless and 1,500 still missing in an area that was still covered in mud and debris. Joined by local officer Colonel Naif and a group of trained volunteers, our association members collaborated with Deputy Mayor John Bosco for the distribution of urgently needed tents, sleeping mattresses, sheets, mineral water, vegan food and personal hygiene products to the victims, as well as vegan food for the animals.
The relief team also went to the city of Palmares, which they found in utter destruction, and visited already underprivileged victims who had been resorting to eating food found in the contaminated mud. The flood-stricken people were very relieved to receive Supreme Master Qinghai's aid, and many related their accounts of their horrific ordeals they faced during the disaster. Conveying Master's love and comfort, our association members gave them drinking water, vegan food that did not require cooking, personal hygiene supplies, tents, sleeping mats, and sheets.
All relief items were distributed in SOS bags containing information about the vegan solution to the devastating tolls of global warming. The recipients expressed much gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members for remembering them and traveling far to help.
Eu quero agradecer primeiramente a Deus, segundo a Mestre Shiraz.
Our appreciation for the assistance of the local government personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt support extended to the disaster victims and our association's relief team for their selfless endeavours, wishing for the smooth recuperation of the Brazilian people and that such tragedies may be averted through humanity's greater benevolence.
Hello. progress made in extinguishing Russian fires. Firefighting personnel arriving from countries such as Azerbaijan, Ukraine, Turkey, Italy, France, Bulgaria, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and Armenia were successful along with their Russian counterparts in extinguishing 239 of the peat bog and forest blazes as of Monday, August 9th. Sadly, two firefighting soldiers perished trying to protect one of the nation's nuclear sites at Sarov, which along with other nuclear research area at Snezhinsk is still under threat. However, despite another 247 fires that sprang up, the total area affected has been reduced by half. In addition, overnight rains and winds in Moscow also cleared much of the smoke, bringing respite from the suffocating conditions as better air arrived on Wednesday.
To show his support for the fire crew's tireless efforts, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin co-piloted a firefighting airplane, pumping water onto a blaze before he went on to visit fire victims near Ryazan. There, he assured residents that all homes would be rebuilt. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev also made a trip to the Russian Republic Mariel, one of the worst affected regions, where he met with residents and honored local police and emergency ministry staff for their heroic valor in fighting the flames.
Also contributing generously is nearby country China, whose Ministry of Commerce announced on Wednesday a $1 million relief donation as well as $2.93 million to be sent as humanitarian aid. President Medvedev, Prime Minister Putin, China, and all international personnel, we appreciate your concerned endeavors to bring comfort to the affected people as we join the nation in sorrow for the loss of precious lives. Our prayers continue for cool weather conditions that bring relief to all those affected and that lasting balance is restored as we strive to more lovingly care for our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon asks for nations to join in assisting Pakistan, saying that flooding in the country has created a disaster on par with the effects of the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami, the 2005 Pakistani quake, and the January 2010 Tembla in Haiti combined. The UN Secretary General has called for international donors to further assist the record 14 million people in Pakistan who have been affected. With 1,600 already perished and 6 million of the flood victims being vulnerable children, some 2 million people have been identified as being in need of the most urgent assistance. The devastation, which now extends across the nation, includes damage to crops, infrastructure, homes and other property. Recognizing the severity of the disaster, many countries and aid organizations have begun increasing their assistance, including the United Kingdom, Finland, Saudi Arabia, Azerbaijan, Ireland, Qatar, pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline, and German NGO Welthungerhilfe.
As you see, most of our warehouses have been badly affected by the recent floods. Many of our stocks are damaged. Some can still be used for the program. We are now in the process of rehabilitating this warehouse for it to continue as a mainly logistics base.
We are thankful and heaven bless all those reaching out to assist the Pakistani people in this urgent time of need. Our prayers for sufficient help to alleviate the flood-stricken conditions and speed a return to the regularity of daily life for all the beautiful people of this noble land.
Venezuelan and Colombian leaders pledge restored relations. On Tuesday, August 10th, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez met with newly inaugurated Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos in the port city of Santa Marta, Colombia, where the two heads of state agreed to re-establish diplomatic relations between their nations. Affirming their mutual intention and earnest commitment to peaceful cooperation and friendship, Venezuelan President Chavez stated, "I came here to turn over the page," while Colombian President Santos said, "We have had a frank, direct, sincere dialogue, like in all good relations. Your Excellencies, we laud your cordial meeting and steps to renew neighborly relations. Blessed be such harmony to prevail among the Venezuelan and Colombian people, extending to all societies of the world."
Rwandan President re-elected. Winning more than 90% of the popular vote on Monday, August 9th, President Paul Kagame was elected for another seven-year term as the country's leader. As his victory became clear, the president smiled and spoke to enthusiastic supporters amidst music and cheers at the Amahoro Stadium in Kigali, Rwanda. "Our respectful congratulations, President Kagame, for your renewed term in office. Wishing you continued success in serving the highest goals of the gentle-hearted Rwandan people."
Brazilian president formalizes offer of asylum to women sentenced to death. When an Iranian woman named Sakine Mohammadi Ashtiani was sentenced to death on an adultery case, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva appealed to his friend and fellow head of state, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, as well as Supreme Leader of Iran, Ali Khamenei, and the Iranian government to permit the woman to seek refuge in Brazil. On Tuesday, August 10th, Brazilian Ambassador to Iran, Antonio Luiz Espanola Salgado, formally presented the offer at Iran's foreign ministry on behalf of President da Silva. With international organizations such as Amnesty International also calling for her life to be spared, Ms. Ashtiani's sentence has been suspended for the time being. "Our respect and thankfulness, President Lula da Silva, for your compassion and persevering efforts to protect a precious human life. We pray for Ms. Ashtiani and others like her to be spared as all nations uphold this humane and sacred principle above all."
During a teleconference with Supreme Master Television guests on August 7th in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai responded to a question regarding this case, expressing her heartfelt plea on behalf of the woman's life.
"It's really a very heartbreaking story. I joined the president of Brazil to beg for her life, and we all joined to beg the government of Iran give her a second chance to life. Because if you ask my opinion is forgiveness. Because God is love and forgiveness. Jesus was challenged about a person in his lifetime who also so-called committed adultery, and people want to stone her to death as well. And what did Jesus say?
Let he who has not sinned cast the first stone.
Yes, let the one who doesn't sin at all ever cast the first stone. Who in the human race doesn't commit some mistakes, some so-called sin sometimes? But in my opinion, adultery is a mistake that any of the humans can sometimes commit. It's not a grave sin. It's just a betrayal of trust between two people in private. It's not an act against a nation or against a country's security or anything that merits too much like a death penalty. Only God knows why it happened. So, in my humble opinion, we should never punish this woman or anyone who commits adultery because it's just a mistake and can change. And there's one more thing, very important, is that even for any graver sin, you know, so-called sin, like a crime, there is always a doubt whether it has been truly committed or it has been wrongly accused. So in many countries right now, the death penalty has been abolished. I hope the whole world soon will do that. Because once we kill somebody, we cannot make her alive again. We should always give the suspect a chance in case it is wrong. Or another case is to give them a second chance to change, to redeem their sin if that was really a sin that they have committed. Don't you think so, all of you?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes. Give people a chance. Yes.
Libya announces compensation for the wrongly accused. The Libyan Justice Ministry has announced at least two categories of former prisoners who will be eligible for compensation: those detained without a trial and those convicted but whose name was later cleared. Leader Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, is heading the efforts to free the innocent, along with a group of senior Libyans. Those qualifying will receive financial compensation for each month they were detained. Other countries with similar programs include the United States, where DNA testing is provided for certain accused, along with funds to compensate prisoners who have been cleared of charges and released. China also has a national act that was recently upgraded to increase compensation to those wrongfully incarcerated by December 2010. Our applause, Saif al-Islam, Libyan government and other nations for these caring measures to assist the innocent in resuming their lives. Wishing all such freed persons fresh new chapters of opportunity and fulfillment as we strive for wise justice systems where fair decisions prevail.
UFO facts revealed in the UK. The British Ministry of Defence has released from the National Archives 16 additional previously classified files regarding unidentified flying objects or UFOs. These include thousands of pages that document eyewitness accounts, as well as sketches and Ministry of Defence briefing notes on British UFO mysteries over the past decades. While the documents show that some cases have been explained, many remained unsolved, such as one incident in 1995 when a plane captain reported a narrow escape from a collision with an unidentified object, while a witness on the ground at the same time submitted a sketch of a UFO noted to be 20 times the size of a football field. The newly released files also show that Royal Air Force or RAF jets had been deployed more than 200 times per year to investigate unknown aircrafts from around 1947 to 1991, and that the public submitted over 1,200 reports of UFO sightings from 1991 to 1996. Also released was a 1999 letter describing a metallic UFO that approached an RAF plane, along with discussions between then Prime Minister Winston Churchill and US General Dwight Eisenhower on how to deal with the event. We thank the Ministry of Defence and United Kingdom for sharing this fascinating information with the public. May such glimpses into the unknown deepen our appreciation for the myriad wonders of our universe.
Save our planet. French Alpine Glacier at risk of bursting. Glaciologists at the National Centre for Scientific Research in France, or CNRS, have discovered trapped pockets of water beneath the Tête Rousse Glacier on Mont Blanc. The experts warn that the 65,000 cubic metres of water that is collected inside the glacier could burst, potentially destroying the 900 homes and other structures in the region. In a similar event in 1892, 200 people lost their lives.
The region's current 3,000 residents have been alerted, and drilling operations to drain the water are planned to begin by August 15th. Dr. Christian Vincent of CNRS stated that the pockets were ultimately the result of global warming, which had melted the glacier's protective snow cover. This, in turn, has caused the exposed surface to transmit winter cold more readily to where the water collected in regions below, with the normal channels becoming frozen and no longer able to drain.
Many thanks, Dr. Vincent and associates at the French National Centre for Scientific Research, for revealing this imminent danger, as we also appreciate the efforts to address it. Our prayers for swift public awareness that brings widely sustainable actions to eliminate such global warming hazards as these.
In a May 2008 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching-Hai shared deeper insight on how we can better avoid such threatening environmental dangers through our own conscious actions.
It's not only global warming that will be facing us. There will be other things, sunspot exploding, and we also have comet that might hit the Earth, and we might have even explosive, like volcano, from the middle of the Earth, from the ocean, that will blow everything up. So, it's not the technical problem, it's not technical reparation that we have to concentrate on, it's the retribution, the cause and retribution that we have to pay attention to. So we just have to stop killing, we just have to stop killing animals and men, we have to stop it. And then everything else suddenly will come clear. We will find better technical means to tackle the climate problem. Everything else will turn to peaceful way of life. because we create peace, and then we will have peace. Peace not only among human, but among all co-inhabitants. That's why I keep emphasizing the vegetarian diet.
Save Our Planet. The National Weather Service reports that from January through July 2010, Montana, USA experienced a record 24 tornadoes, a number that far exceeds the state average of 7 for the entire year.
Save Our Planet. Aulak Seas, or Vietnamese, and Indonesian wildlife officials meet to discuss eco-beneficial solutions as they agree to work together in halting the illegal trade of timber and wild species.
Save Our Planet. Following the rupture of a pipeline that leaked 1 million gallons of oil into the Kalamazoo River in Michigan, USA, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sets up an animal care rescue center to wash and rehabilitate geese, ducks, turtles, muskrats, and other wildlife afflicted by the spill.
Save Our Planet. Ecuador's efforts to restore the Galapagos Islands' biodiversity have resulted in the UN Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, being able to remove the site from its World Heritage Danger List.
Save Our Planet. Iranian and Iraqi officials announce plans for a joint program to help alleviate often prevalent dust storms through cooperative measures such as reforestation and ground cover plantings to minimize soil erosion.
Green Akuchi here with my husband Una, and we're following a compassionate vegan diet. Today we have a handy person tip.
Next time you're doing a home project and using a variety of tools, it's a good idea to put each one away as you finish with it.
Then cleanup will be quicker and you'll be sure to know where the tools are the next time you need them.
Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather from around the world. Health News, United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and a global volunteer group work together to stop tetanus. UNICEF and U.S.-based Kiwanis International have initiated the Eliminate Project. Nearly 600,000 Kiwanis will assist in raising $110 million in awareness about maternal neonatal tetanus, or MNT, within the next 5 years. The funds will be used to help provide immunization to 129 million women and their future babies in 40 countries in Africa, Asia, Europe, and North America. Our heartfelt gratitude and God bless you, United Nations Children's Fund and Kiwanis International, for your joint efforts to protect mothers and infants. May we soon live in a world in which all receive the care needed for a vibrant future.
In ecology news, Scotland is working to increase local sustainability. Cabinet Secretary for Rural Affairs and the Environment, the Honourable Richard Lockhead, announced a study which will look at new loan plans to provide funding for community-owned green projects. The financing would help to complete the pre-planning stage. This phase is challenging for local farmers, landowners and alternative energy developers to find investors. Our earnest thankfulness, Scotland, for your commitment to expanding eco-conscious living. May the earth soon return to its majestic and pristine state as we grow in our conservation efforts. Coming up, baboons with close relationships live longer. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. More forward-thinking news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, Happy News for a Joyful World. In animal news, a study shows that baboons who have good friends live longer. American anthropology professor Dr. Joan Silk of the University of California, Los Angeles, and a team of researchers observed female baboons in Botswana's Marami Game Reserve over a six-year period. They concluded that those with the most enduring and stable relationships had significantly longer lifespans than others. The scientists stated the findings also apply to humans, as people who have close relationships have greater longevity than those that do not. They believe that friendship helps offset the effects of stress and improves the way the body is able to repair itself physically. Kudos, Dr. Joan Silk and colleagues, for highlighting the importance of close ones for baboons and humans alike. May all beings be blessed with circles of cherished companions and treasured friends.
Please join us for a joke told in Tagalog, a language spoken in the Philippines, entitled Doctor Doctor.
Doktor, doktor, punta kayo dito ng madali. Ang asawa ko ay may nabali na paa. Ngunit ako ay doktor ng musika. Tama lang, ito ay ang paa ng piano.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Hi, I'm from Iran. I saw your programs and I haven't been eating any meat after that. I tell old people that anyone who eats meat really is a killer, because if we do not eat meat, the animals will die with us. Thank you for all. Hamid from Iran.
Compassionate Hamid, thank you for your good news. The animals and earth are surely grateful. Information about the low emissions organic vegan diet that will save the earth can be freely downloaded at www.suprememastertv.com/SOS. Also, vegan recipes and cooking shows can be accessed at no cost from www.suprememastertv.com/V-VEG. May Allah's munificent blessings be with you and the high-minded people of Iran.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May divine light and wisdom be your ever-present guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
South African President Jacob Zuma salutes the country's women leaders for their contributions to a democratic South Africa as he calls for more action to improve gender and race diversity at top management levels.
International Relief and Development Organization World Vision provides aid, including rice and quilts, to assist 25,000 people in China in recovering from some of the worst flooding in decades.
As part of commemorations for the Hiroshima and Nagasaki disasters, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, Yukiya Amano, pledges to work toward the elimination of nuclear weapons for a peaceful world.
A 1 million euro European aid convoy organized by Partners for Peace and Development to Palestinians in Europe, containing 46 ambulances, medical supplies and medicines, arrives in Gaza to help the Palestinian people.
Touched by 12-year-old Megan Kershaw's determination to overcome liver cancer, X Factor and American Idol judge Simon Cowell fulfills one of the young girl's wishes by donating a trip to the amusement park Disney World for her birthday.
Thanks to donations from the European Union, water supplies benefiting more than 270,000 people in five Gambian villages are handed over to the central government to continue the program's work in providing safe drinking water for all Gambians.
The Salary Council of Argentina agrees to increase the minimum salary by 22.6%, a raise that brings the minimum wage to one of the highest in Latin America.
Syrian Minister of Tourism Sadala Aka Al-Kalaa with Albanian Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Elia Mita discuss enhancing cooperation and further exchange of knowledge between their countries.
Professional musician Nashat Majid of Iraq holds guitar lessons for groups of children twice a week in Baghdad to teach them the harmony-building language of music and also enhance their peace of mind.
Around 10,000 people attend the opening ceremony of the first Chinese paper-cutting art festival in Yuxian County, where hundreds of folk artists from different schools celebrate their UNESCO-recognized heritage art.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.